Virtual public hearings begin Thursday following the completion of a New York State Public Service Commission investigation into electric utilities' responses to Tropical Storm Isaias. The August storm left thousands of customers without power for days. The public hearing on Central Hudson's performance takes place Thursday afternoon at 4. PSC Special Counsel for Ratepayer Protection Rory Lantzman is conducting the hearings. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced in November that upon completion of an expedited investigation, three of New York's largest utilities, all serving portions of the Hudson Valley, face record fines.
The governor has had enough. As he said when he appointed me, there is no God-given right for these utilities to have these franchises. And if they cannot deliver for New Yorkers, then we're going to seek record fines, as we are. And in some cases, we might even seek revocation of their licenses. So we are serious. We expect these utilities to perform. They have monopolies in the areas where they operate. And it seems that some of them have gotten a little too comfortable with those monopolies. And this is the moment of reckoning.
Let's talk about Central Hudson, because that is the first hearing on the docket. What is the problem with Central Hudson?
Well, the problem with Central Hudson is, first, they failed to prepare. They failed to properly predict the path of the storm, the severity of the storm, and as a consequence, they failed to prepare, to have crews in place so they could deal with outages as they arose. But they also dropped the ball when it came to soliciting input and complaints from customers. They failed to properly communicate with the public in terms of when power would be restored. Now, you know, mindful, these are all allegations, and Central Hudson and the other utilities will have their proverbial day in court. But the proceedings that are in place now are the product of a very comprehensive and thorough investigation that the governor ordered immediately after the storm struck. And what we found in that course of that investigation was troubling enough that we are now in this proceeding that could lead to very, very substantial fines for all the utilities and for the utilities other than Central Hudson, potentially revocation of their license.
What would Central Hudson and the other companies, for that matter, the other utilities, have to prove or come forward with, or what would have to emerge from these public hearings for PSC and the governor to say, okay, you know, we're not going to fine you that much, or we're not going to think about revoking a license?
So let's start at the beginning, and that is the investigation that was conducted at the governor's direction to figure out just what happened and why. You know, all of these utilities are required to file with the and have approved by the state Public Service Commission emergency response plans. That goes into detail as to how they will respond and react to storms like Tropical Storm Isaias and provide service that they're required to provide. And so what our investigation did was measure up the actual performance of these utilities against the plans that they filed and had approved by the state. And where they fell short, we identified that. Tomorrow's hearing and the subsequent hearings are designed to elicit from the public the impact that those alleged failures had on people's lives, on their businesses, on the economy, in the areas where these storms and these alleged failures occurred, the harm to localities, whether or not overtime had to be provided to public employees to deal with the fact that the outages went on for as long as they did. And so at the end of this process, the 5-member Public Service Commission is going to have to determine, did these utilities violate the emergency response plans that they had filed? What harm was caused to the public, and what kinds of fines and penalties, if any, are necessary both to hold the utilities accountable, to make the ratepayers whole for the losses that they incurred, and frankly, to deter in the future utilities from cutting corners or not following their emergency response plans.
The hearing is today at 4 for Central Hudson, which faces $16 million in penalties for 32 violations. Con Edison, which serves a large portion of Westchester County in addition to New York City, faces $102 million for 33 violations, and Orange and Rockland Utilities, $19 million for 38 violations. Con Edison and O&R also face potential license revocation. About COVID, I mean, obviously this happened during COVID. We're in these, as everyone says, unprecedented times. How will this weigh on the commission's decision on your perception of what's being told by both the utility companies and the public?
You know, through good times and bad, through storms and sunny weather, through pandemics or not pandemics, the utilities have a responsibility to provide service to ratepayers. And when this storm hit, we had already been many months into the coronavirus pandemic, and our view is there is no excuse for any utility being unprepared to deal with a storm and provide service to customers.
After conducting what he calls the public statement forums, Lantzman lays out a timeline.
We haven't had our initial conference with the administrative law judge yet, but I think it is safe to say that we are shooting for a result from the commission mid to late spring. The governor has put this on a fast track. He ordered an investigation either it was the day of the storm or the day after. The Department of Public Service and its partners in government produce an investigative report within just a few months, and this thing is moving at light speed because we want this to be done and for it to be a model before we get into next year's storm season.
PSEG Long Island was also investigated, with the PSC recommending enforcement actions. The public hearing for O&R customers is December 22nd and for Con Edison January 5th, both at 4 p.m. For those unable to attend the virtual public hearings either via video or phone, comments may be submitted to the PSC. There is a link at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.